You know, because people have this attitude today in 2015 of marrying the wrong person. You know, I married the wrong person. I married the wrong wife. I married the wrong husband. And so many people today are coveting their neighbor's wife or coveting their neighbor's husband. Or even if they're not coveting a specific wife, they have this attitude that there's something better out there, you know, that they're missing out on. And I've even heard people say, I've literally heard women say, you know, I'd be a great wife if it weren't for my husband. I mean, I've heard that many times. Like, you know, I would be a really godly Christian submissive wife, but it's just my husband, you know, it's just impossible to please him. I mean, that's what many women have thought. Probably all women have thought that at some point. He's impossible to please. It's impossible to submit unto him. It's impossible to make him happy, right? And then, you know, husbands are thinking, you know, I would be such a great husband if it weren't for this rebellious wife that won't listen. You know, I mean, how many pastors are probably thinking, man, I would be such a great pastor if my church members would just do what I preach. Man, I would just be the most committed, diehard church member if I could just find a pastor that I could believe in. If I could just find a church that's a decent church, man, I'd get on there, I'd be on fire, I'd be leading the charge, I'd be working so hard. I mean, I'd scrub the toilet till midnight, I'd be there with the donuts and the coffee on Sunday morning, and I'd be out soul winning until my feet are bleeding, you know. But it's just, there's no good church in my area, so I just stay home and just chat online. You know? Oh, man, my husband is just, he's just impossible to deal with. He just criticizes me and picks me apart. So, you know, what's the point? You know, but here's the thing. Maybe your wife is not really a bad person. Maybe you're just being a bad leader. And, you know, that's the hard truth that a lot of men need to face, is that the Ark of the Covenant is not the problem. You're doing it wrong. Okay? And your wife is actually, she actually could be a great wife if you would do your part. And your husband could actually be a much better husband if you would start being a good wife. So the lesson from this story is to look in the mirror and to realize that often the problems in our lives are caused by us and not caused by these other things, whether it's our wife, our husband, our church, our boss at work, whatever. We need to look in the mirror and understand that we are often the problem. You know, if you actually, as a husband, would love your wife, cherish your wife, nourish your wife, care for your wife, spend time with your wife, you know what? She might become a better wife. You know, and God's going to, no matter what, God's going to bless you for doing your part. Or, you know, wives who say, oh, my husband, he's impossible to please. Yeah, but did you really try? Did you really give it your best? Have you really, you know, submitted unto him as unto the Lord, as the Bible says? Have you really been obedient in all things, as the Bible teaches? Because honestly, a lot of times husbands are rude to their wives, pick their wives apart, criticize their wives. And obviously, I'm not condoning it. It's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. But often it's because they're angry about the fact that they don't feel like they're the boss in their home. And so they feel that there's a power struggle going on. So then the husband always feels like he's fighting for power, fighting for the upper hand, fighting to be the boss. And it puts him in a position where he feels insecure of his position of authority. And, it, you know, people just say, well, quit being insecure. Well, you know what? He needs to be the leader in that home. That's what the Bible says. And oftentimes, if the wife will just submit and obey and go along, then all of a sudden that kind of takes the pressure off him. He can kind of relax and feel like, okay, great, I'm in authority. You know, I'm in my proper role. And then he could maybe begin to be more loving and be nice and so on and so forth. But a lot of people just want to throw up their hands and say, well, I just married a bad husband. I just married a bad wife. There's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with the Ark of the Covenant. It used to always bless Israel for all these centuries. It's been this great blessing. But there's something wrong with, give it to the Philistine guy. Send it over to the Gittite, over to Obed-Edom. You know, get it over at his house because, you know, there's something wrong with it. But really, no, there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with you. And so today we need to realize that in our marriage, you know, it's not that we married the wrong wife. It's not that we married the wrong husband. It's that we might just not be the leader, especially if you're the man, you know, you might just not be being the leader that you're supposed to be. And obviously, a lot of times, wives are being rebellious and so on, and they need to, you know, do their part as well.